You know, a blanket is the same length no matter which end you cut or which end you add to it. Stay tuned for more information and let's find our way. There are various accounts about when and why we change our clocks for summer and winter. For Canada, one account says daylight savings time came into practice in 1908, after it was first proposed in New Zealand in 1895 by an entomologist called George Hudson. He proposed the change because it would allow him more daylight hours to find and inspect insects. Daylight savings time is something Benjamin Franklin wrote about in a satirical essay in 1784 that was published in the Journal de Paris. He merely suggested that Parisians change their sleep schedules to save money on candles and lamp oil. Germany used daylight savings time practice during the First World War to save fuel and help the war effort by having people light up their homes for 1 hour less every night. With the Second World War over, the UK returned to daylight saving time, except between 1986 and 1971, when the clocks went forward but were not put back. It was an experiment that was discontinued, as it was found impossible to assess the advantages and disadvantages of British summertime. More than 70 countries implement daylight savings time every year, which means many countries, some US states and Canadian provinces, do not. So what good does it really do? Who really understands why we engage in this annual ritual of adding and taking away an hour of time? We still have 24 hours in a day. The sun still rises to give us light by day, and the moon still rises to give us light by night. Shops and businesses still run for the same number of hours, and so on. But perhaps it could be summed up with this story. A Native American Indian elder of the Cherokee Nation, baffled by the white man's habit of messing around with clocks, once asked, "What sort of person thinks that by cutting a foot off one end of a blanket and then sewing it onto the other end, they get a longer blanket?" We're often guilty of using terms like, "I need to save time," "I need some more time." But unfortunately, there is no savings. There's no savings account for time. It doesn't stop ticking away. The tide ebbs and flows at the right time. Dawn and dusk come at the right time. Saving time doesn't mean we can now add an extra hour to the day when we choose to do so. Now we have 25 hours. No. Saving time is a myth. It is about how we use the time we have that really counts. The same 24 hours applies to every living human being. But some people get more done in that 24 hours than others because they use their time wisely. Time is its own authority. You can't save it, but you can make it more productive. There's a great chapter in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. It starts with, "There is a time for everything and a season for every purpose under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die." The primary purpose for your time here on earth and my time here on earth is to find our way into relationship with Jesus Christ, to be forgiven for our sin and begin to serve him until our appointed time ends. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. The blanket is the same length, no matter which end you cut or which end you add it to. My name is Ray Craddock. See you next time on By the Way.